Remember when during COVID he said, no masks, you don't need masks. That was also BS. He attacked Dr. Fauci, who was really trying to help everybody.
Yeah.
He pushed deworming medication for horses on us. And the worst, the pièce de résistance, as they say, is he sent COVID tests to Putin.
Yes. Yeah.
That really ticked
when
me off.
When we really needed them here.
But when we needed them here. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, do you actually believe this man? No.
Looks like it's circle wagon time for Anthony Fauci. I got dust off that voice. Oh, you can't waste me. I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. I'm America's doctor. I killed a shit ton of people, though, with my medical protocols that I got from the WHO.
That's why you're going to arrest, pal.
Going to arrest. You're going to get arrested. And that's why scumbags like The View and Joy Behar are all upset and pissy. Oh, my godses. I can't believe that Donald Blump, who everybody hates. Oh, everybody hates him? Everybody hates him? Yeah? The dude who just won? Every swing state? Popular vote? Not a Kamala Harris didn't flip a single county. That seems almost impressive. She didn't flip a single county? There's a lot of counties in this country. Yep, that's because she's a stupid piece of shit and ain't nobody buying any of this nonsense coming from you left-wing twats. And America wants some retribution and accountability. Call it whatever the hell you want. But when you're responsible for killing a ton of people, multiple times, by the way, he killed a ton of people with AIDS. AIDS. He killed Freddie Mercury. Almost killed Magic Johnson. And then was allowed to do it again with COVID. And no, again, we're going to hold this dude accountable. Look into his records. And Joy Behar's all pissed off. The mainstream media press is all pissed off. All the people who tried to launder this dude's image, like Vogue or Saturday Night Live or Stephen Colbert or these angry yentas on The View, are being called once again to protect Anthony Fauci. My favorite part is, these people pretending that he didn't completely mess everything up. Here is the Vigilant Fox. Joy Behar fumes at the thought of Donald Trump saying anything bad about Dr. Anthony Fauci's and masks. Again, well, Anthony Fauci himself said, we don't need masks. They nuked that off the internet, by the way. They did their best, at least. We don't need masks. He says, masks aren't really great for respiratory airborne viruses that are infinitely small. Way smaller than anything a fucking mask from Home Depot will protect you from. And then said, never mind. You totally definitely need a mask. But don't worry. You just need whatever you can get. Just get a shirt. Remember they told you just get a shirt. And everyone's like, that's dumb. That doesn't make any sense. And then 2 years later, they go, okay, well, you need an N95 respirator mask. When, again, because I had a dad who sanded shit in the garage, we had those. And they used to, on the back of the box, they took this off, by the way. It used to say, don't wear this for a long time. And now they've gone to, hey, strap this on your kid for 8 hours a day because they're scumbags. Absolute scumbags. And then she attacks ivermectin. They still don't want you to have ivermectin. But if you want ivermectin, you can go to twc.health/salty and you can get some from our friends at The Wellness Company. All right, folks, big changes are coming on the horizon. Very soon, Trump will take back the office and RFK Jr. is taking over the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA. RFK Jr. even posted, the FDA's war on public health is about to end, calling out their suppression of treatments like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and essential vitamins. The Wellness Company is already ahead of the curve with emergency kits that are stocked with these limited access medications. These kits cut through the red tape, especially during the holidays when getting sick during travel is the norm. Be prepared for over 30 illnesses without stepping into an urgent care and tackling the issue head on before it develops. I'm talking ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and amoxicillin, everything you need to take control of your health. Their guidebook outlines common treatments for UTIs, strep throat, bacterial infections, respiratory illnesses, and more. All it takes is filling out a digital intake form, and your kit arrives at your door in 1 to 2 weeks. And they even have emergency kits for kids. No more sick inconveniences during the holidays. Order your kit now by heading to twc.health/salty and use code salty to save up to $30 plus free shipping. USA residents only. But here she is again pushing this notion that ivermectin. Oh my God, that's dog medicate. It's a dog dewormer. Dogs take insulin, you bitch. Right? Is insulin some sort of dog blood regulator? No, no, it's not. Oh, that's weird. She's going to tell you that how dare you attack Anthony Fauci? How dare you think that Anthony Fauci might be a criminal? Meanwhile, I think my audience is so fucking stupid over here. I'm going to attack ivermectin by saying it's a dog dewormer when it's one of, according to the WHO, the safest medications for Americans to take. It's on the, it used to be on the list. I don't know. They took it off. They put it back on. It's all over the place because it's against science. They used to have a list of 100 of the most important and safest medications in human history, and ivermectin was on there. And then, boy, they didn't want anybody taking that, so then they attacked it and said, it's deadly. Remember when they told everybody? They said, it was some place in Ohio. It was, look at all of these hospitals, man. You got gunshot victims dying in the parking lot because of all of the ivermectin overdoses. And then people were like, oh, what? How many people were shot in Ohio? What are you talking about? It wasn't even clear. It was like, so it was someplace with a population of 5,000 people. But gunshot victims dying in the parking lot, man. And people looked this up. They're like, no, there's none of this happened. But Joy Behar pushed this nonsense. And again, Joy Behar still pushing it. Still, you lost, idiot. You lost the information war. Idiot. He attacked Dr. Fauci, who was really just trying to help everybody. No, Dr. Fauci was trying to help himself. I love how the lefty view of the world is so fucking stupid. Right? Everybody who's a Democrat, super duper good. Everybody who's a Republican is super duper howlers. Worse than Hitler. Three times worse than Hitler. That's stupid. There's criminals on both sides. No, Dr. Anthony Fauci loves us. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Quote, he pushed deworming medication for horses on us. She's still going to go there. It's impossible that you don't know that ivermectin has been used on humans. It's impossible at this point. There's just no way. It's impossible to even lock yourself in an ignorance bubble at this point. It's just, it's crazy. But she knows. She knows what she's saying. Again, everything she's saying is not for the benefit of humanity. In case there's another pandemic, it's not for disseminating actual information to better your outcomes. No, everything that this stupid bitch is saying is to protect Anthony Fauci because she has been told by her bosses, go out there and protect Anthony Fauci. Donald Trump, RFK Jr., and MAGA want somebody held accountable for how COVID was handled. And so everything she's going to say is for the benefit of Dr. Anthony Fauci, which is to the detriment of anybody who wants to live. These people hate you, you idiots, listening to The View or Joy Behar. If you're getting your medical advice from CNN or Joy Behar, you're a fucking moron. During COVID, he said, no mask, you don't need mask. That was also bullshit. These are all quotes from the stupid clip over here. And you're not going to get funding. If you try to investigate masks' efficacy for COVID, you're not going to get funding for that. There's no university that's going to do that because no university is going to upset the federal government where they get a whole bunch of money or they're allowed to run loan scams. So they're not going to do it. None of these places are going to do it. So there's plenty of these studies where, you know, they get funding from Big Pharma and the FDA, which is the same thing at this point. And they're like, oh, masks are great. But there are these, like the Cochrane Review on masks, published in January 23, that conclude that masks have minimal to no impact on transmission. Yeah. If you think that a respiratory airborne virus is going to be stopped by a cotton mask or 2 feet of plexiglass, you don't have an understanding of how anything works. But then again, that's the type of person who watches The View. That's the person who watches The View. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching The View. Support channel. We kept up to date. And I'm still upset that we want somebody held accountable for COVID and lying to people telling people that ivermectin is a dog dewormer. Again, it's 2025 in a week. 2025. They're still saying ivermectin is a dog medicine. Only a dog medicine. Only a horse medicine. Yeah, these are definitely legitimate people to listen to get health advice. Hit that subscribe button and make way. It's a salt. Let's fly.